It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, really quick, and we'll get back to college football. We'll also get back to Kareem Hunt. We'll talk about him at the top of the hour. They denied Puff bail. Puff said he was willing to put up $50 million to get himself out of prison, and they said no thanks. They said that they caught him in a hotel in Manhattan, and he had a pink substance on him that they tested, and it was positive for ecstasy. And before a woman testified for the grand jury, Rob, he called her 54 times. So they are worried about whether or not he is going to intimidate witnesses if he is out on the street. So Puffy, he is going to stay in jail until they sort this thing out. He got picked up yesterday by the feds. They have him on a bunch of charges. You can go read them for yourself. But I just wanted to keep you updated, Rob. I know that your Twitter and my Twitter look very different during these moments. So I just want to keep you up to date on everything that's happening.
I think in moments like this, we actually have a very similar-looking Twitter. It's rare it crosses over, but when you get so big and you do something so bad, allegedly, it's going to hit every single person's timeline.
All right, so let's talk a little bit of college football again. We'll be joined by Chico Borman in Cleveland coming up at the top of the hour. We'll get his thoughts on Kareem Hunt, who is the newest member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's start with Kansas. The other two teams won, so everything is good when discussing those teams. Let's start with Kansas. They go on the road for their first Big 12 game. They go to West Virginia. Here's Lance Leipold. He is not calling Saturday a must-win game.
I'm not getting into must-wins and all that stuff right now. We've got a lot of football games, because if you start putting them all in one basket, either way, you got to get your team ready the following week. So, but yeah, could it be? I mean, that's kind of where some of this, the momentum and confidence has started. It'd be nice to recreate it.
If must win is the term to use with Kansas. I will tell you this, though. Jalen Daniels needs to play well in this game, or we are going to have a conversation about his KU moving forward with him as their starting quarterback. So far this season, he is completing 54.9% of his passes. He has 442 yards total. He has not thrown for more than 160 yards in a game so far this season. He has 3 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. He has been the biggest reason why KU lost their 2 games this year. He was bad against Illinois. They had a chance to win that game. He was bad against UNLV. He completed 50% of his passes, didn't throw a touchdown, and had 2 interceptions. Sure, he ran the ball effectively, but his decision-making has been the biggest problem with KU. If he does not play well and they lose against West Virginia, I think we are a week away from a potential quarterback change at KU.
So I was at the game last Friday, and you heard it in the stands.
He get booed?
He got booed. So they're up against their own goal line. They went 3 and out. He got booed. Now you can say the whole offense got booed, whatever. He got booed. And maybe just people in my section, maybe just people just sit around me, I don't know. But there were conversations, at least in the stands, about Cole Ballard, and they have a redshirt freshman they like from Detroit. There were conversations about both those kids. Those kids are the most popular people on Lawrence right now because it's backup quarterback syndrome. There is, at least in the fan base, murmurs of, let's do what's next. If he doesn't get back to, maybe he's never the same player, but he's got to be productive as a quarterback in college football.
Are you guys going to replace the play caller at some point? Because that feels like it's next. It feels like both things can't move forward if it continues this way. You either make a quarterback change or you got to change the offensive voice. I noticed this after the second game. I can pat myself on the back. He's different. Jalen's decision-making is different. His explosiveness is different. He's not reading defenses well, and I don't know if they're calling plays that really highlight what he does well at this point. It just feels like they are getting very, very close to a breaking point.
I mean, they just brought in a new offensive coordinator this offseason.
Might be time to get rid of him.
Might be time to get rid of him. You figure at the very least, at season's end, you probably figure Jalen enters the portal or the offensive coordinator disappears or both. it does feel like it has not been a great match, and something has to change, because previous to this season, Kansas may have been a flawed college football team, but their offense was always fun to watch. That has not been the case at all this year.
I mean, Friday night in Manhattan was a very simple, your playmakers played like playmakers. Avery Johnson had two touchdown passes. DJ Giddens had 86 yards in a touchdown run. Dylan Edwards had a punt return for a touchdown. He also averaged 5 yards a carry. Your stars were stars on Friday. I think this is going to be a major talking point this season. Teams that switch conference, you're going to new environments for the first time. Arizona is going to a place that they are very unfamiliar with on a Friday night in a very raucous environment. I think you could see the writing on the wall. K-State was going to punish those boys. That is exactly what they did. It was 7-7 after the first quarter. Then K-State scores 24 unanswered points. Other than what we know Arizona can do, throw to one wide receiver, they didn't really do anything else offensively. You got to give K-State a lot of credit defensively. They had a well-balanced, very potent attack. I think right now K-State's the favorite in the Big 12, especially with Cam Rising at Utah. He is just always injured. This is like the fifth consecutive season that Utah's quarterback is hurt. Today, K-State is the favorite for the Big 12. And if you're the favorite to win the Big 12, you got a legitimate shot at the college football playoff.
The K-State that played Arizona is a favorite. The K-State that played against Tulane is not the favorite. I think that's something to watch this season. Avery Johnson is incredibly talented.
You know there's always a big difference about freshman, home and road, though. You know that.
I know, but freshmen tend to be more inconsistent. That's just the nature of the beast. I know he's a sophomore, but he's a first-year starter.
I just think we know what Avery is. Avery's not going to throw for 200 yards. Good Avery Johnson this season throws for 175 yards and runs for at least 75. That's just what he is at this point in his career. You got to do some of the other things right. You got to protect the football. You got to control the line of scrimmage. You got to do those things right in order to win with the quarterback that they currently have. Really quick thought about Missouri because we're up against it. Luther Burden was back. It's that simple. It's been a while since we've gotten a Luther Burden game. Now, they didn't need it in the first two games, and this team has more than enough weapons in the passing game, but they needed top 10 pick, arguably best wide receiver in the country. They needed him to play for this team, and that is exactly what they got on Saturday against Boston College. 6 catches, 117 yards, and a touchdown. When Missouri has that guy going, they are one of the 12 best teams in the country.
I mean, I was honestly stunned that it's taken so long for him to get going. He's maybe the best receiver in college football. He might be the best weapon in college football. And I know people are trying to take him away, but you and I both know in college football, you can't really scheme away one of the best players in the league. I'm surprised it took 3 games, but watch out if he's back to that offense.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.